The first private astronaut crew to visit the International Space Station has returned safely to Earth. The team flew to the ISS and back on the spaceship Crew Dragon. The SpaceX company vehicle landed as planned in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Florida on Monday. SpaceX also provided the Falcon 9 rocket that carried the team to orbit. The return to Earth marked the end of a 2-week science mission aboard the ISS. The flight was the first to be organized and operated by a private company involving a completely commercial astronaut crew. Welcome back to planet Earth, SpaceX Mission Control said in a radio message to the crew. We hope you enjoyed the extra few days in space. The ISS mission was supposed to last just over a week, but weather conditions kept the crew in space for more than 2 weeks. Before departing the space station on Sunday night, the group thanked their 7 ISS hosts, including 3 NASA astronauts, whose own mission will end soon. The crew was led by Michael Lopez Alegria, a retired astronaut for the American Space Agency, NASA. He now works as the vice president of Axiom Space, which organized and operated the ISS mission. The 63-year-old Lopez Alegria was described as the mission commander. He was joined by the mission pilot, Larry Connor, a 72-year-old businessman and private pilot from Ohio. The other members were 64-year-old Israeli man Eitan Stiba, a fighter pilot, and 52-year-old Mark Pathy, a Canadian businessman. Stiba and Pathy served as mission specialists. After being helped out of the capsule, the crew members were picked up by a recovery ship and given a quick health exam. The team was then flown to NASA in Florida for more detailed medical checkups. Everyone looks great and is doing reasonably well, Axiom Operations Director Derek Hossman told reporters. He described the astronauts as being in great spirits. Connor called the experience an amazing mission. Lopez Alegria said his adventure aboard the ISS was even longer and more exciting than he imagined it would be. Pathy said the mission was eye-opening in so many ways and would surely have a lasting impact on my life. The mission was praised by Axiom, NASA, and industry officials as a turning point in the latest expansion of commercial space activities. We proved that we can prepare the crew in a way that makes them effective and productive on orbit, Hossman said. What it demonstrates to the world is that there is a new avenue to get to low Earth orbit. In the past, the ISS has accepted some visits by private citizens. But the latest mission marked the first all-commercial team of astronauts sent to use the station as an orbiting laboratory. The crew brought 25 science and biomedical experiments with them to carry out in orbit. It was the 6th human spaceflight for SpaceX in nearly 2 years. The company has a contract to fly 3 more Axiom astronaut missions to the ISS over the next 2 years. Axiom's second flight is planned for next spring. I'm Brian Lynn.